Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, life can feel like one giant roller coaster sometimes. Ups, downs, loop-de-loops, you name it. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those twists and turns with more grace, more ease? That's what we're all about here. Learning the art of staying unbothered, even when things get crazy. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like you're holding back, bottling things up because you're afraid of judgment or causing drama? You know that feeling when your emotions are bubbling over, but you just can't quite let them out? Well, my friend, it's time to break free from those invisible walls and cultivate a space where vulnerability isn't weakness, but strength. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us build that safe haven for our emotions. 1. Start with yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Creating a safe space starts with acknowledging and accepting your own feelings. Don't judge them, don't try to suppress them. Just observe them like clouds passing by. It's about building self-compassion, understanding that you're human, and emotions are part of the package. Think of it like this. If a friend came to you with their feelings all bottled up, wouldn't you want to create a space where they felt safe to express themselves? Well, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. 2. Listen actively. When someone opens up to you, truly listen. Don't just wait for your turn to speak or offer solutions. Focus on understanding their perspective, validating their feelings, and letting them know that you're there for them. Remember, sometimes people just need a listening ear, not a fix-it plan. 3. Create non-judgmental communication. Words have power. When we communicate with others, especially about emotions, it's important to be mindful of our language. Avoid using phrases that sound critical or dismissive. Instead, opt for phrases like, "I hear you, that sounds really challenging," or, "Tell me more about that." 4. Set boundaries. Creating a safe space doesn't mean being everyone's therapist. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your own emotional well-being. You can offer support, but remember you're not responsible for fixing other people's problems. It's like having a houseplant. You want to give it the right amount of care and attention, but you also need to know when to step back and let it thrive on its own. 5. Practice self-care. Remember that creating a safe space for emotional expression is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and self-awareness. Don't forget to prioritize your own emotional well-being through activities like meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, or doing things that bring you joy. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague comes to you visibly upset. They share with you about a difficult situation they're facing, and their emotions are raw. How do you respond? Do you immediately try to fix it, or offer unsolicited advice? A safe space is about offering empathy and support without judgment. You could say something like, "Wow, that sounds really tough. I can only imagine how frustrating this must be for you." Or, "I'm here to listen whenever you need to talk." By creating that space of non-judgment and genuine care, you're helping your colleague process their emotions in a healthy way. The biggest takeaways today are simple but profound. Start with yourself, practice active listening, communicate with empathy, set boundaries, and don't forget self-care. Remember, building safe spaces for emotional expression isn't just about helping others. It's about nurturing your own emotional well-being and fostering stronger, more authentic connections. So go out there, create those safe havens, and let your emotions flow freely. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.